From the WUFT newsroom, I'm Kristen Shermont-Spina. A fly that could devastate livestock has been found in the U.S. The first case of New World screwworm was confirmed in Texas last week. According to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the screwworm lays larvae into open wounds, which then eat living tissue. Edwin Burgess is a veterinary entomology professor at the University of Florida.
There are some indicators that an animal might have it that gives off a very bad smell, and actual screwworm infestation is very painful. So the animals actually show signs of stress. But the biggest thing is to just keep their eyes on their animals, make sure they're inspecting them, make sure they're dressing wounds wherever they can.
According to Burgess, while there have now been multiple additional cases reported, including one in New Mexico, people should not think of this as a pandemic-like concern. University of Florida officials are set to continue their presidential search this week. On Wednesday, the university's Board of Trustees will interview Dr. Stuart Bell and decide whether or not to approve his appointment. If he does receive that support, the Florida Board of Governors is the final step in his confirmation. This is WUFT, NPR News and Talk. I'm Kristen Shermont-Spina.